Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here at Herb Talk. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the cost of healthcare a little bit, some new angles to consider. Also, we're going to see how many of you out there are considered a healing maverick. Hey, the new Top Gun movie's coming out, so hey, Maverick fits. We have some other stuff to talk about in a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this country up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm seeking Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees and mind the time. So today's devotional finds us in Ecclesiastes 7, and it says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense and money is a defense, but the excellency of wisdom and knowledge is the that giveth life to them that have it. So yeah, I'll take wisdom and knowledge. Those are gifts wisdom and discernment. She stands at the gate and she shouts if those will hear her. And one of those precious treasures from the Lord. Mind time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see. Big Pharma stock is plummeting after President Trump announced executive orders on the drug prices. July 5th, the Independence Day, Trump signed, was formalizing a new policy for Congress, because Congress, you know, how slow they work. So we're going to have lower drug prices, according to the president, and lower like they should be, because, you know, foreign countries pay less than we do for the same stuff. According to President Trump, we're going to be announcing something very shortly. It's a favored nations clause. And Trump announced that they want to improve the cost of drug treatment. So keep people and money in their pocket kind of thing. We'll see how that goes. Moving along on the quack report. Some places you're going to find some deadly pesticides, and some places could be on your foods, in your beverages, in your medicine, or maybe your personal care products that you never thought about. Yeah, apparently coffee beans are just like any other crop, and they do get pests on them, so plantation owners will treat them with chemical pesticides used to kill the coffee bean pests. So you could have pesticides in your coffee. Also, toothpaste, we have the fluoridation chemicals there. It's usually listed as an ingredient. That's a very common thing as well in every bathroom in America. Also, refrigerator dispensers of water and ice. We must think about those filters, those built-in filters. They say they don't filter out the sodium fluoride, which is considered a pest killer, glyphosate. And also, chemotherapy drugs still contain some of the same poisons that were used during World War I, and also used by Hitler in his gas chambers. Zyklon B, known deadly as cyanide-based pesticides. That is in chemo drugs. Oh, goodness. Last but not least in the quack report, California doesn't have enough doctors. They're trying to recruit more. The state is bribing doctors to come work for them. The state will pay off their medical loans. Sacramento, Brian Roots, he is really jumping up and down. He has a $300,000 medical school loan that's going to be wiped out by California taxpayers. Apparently, he has agreed to work for California for, I think it's 5 years. And he's going to be looking after their low-income Medi-Cal patients. He says, this opportunity is life-changing for me. So he says, in exchange, doctors have to pledge at least 30% of their caseloads to the Medi-Cal patients for about 5 years. So that's what they're up to in California, trying to get doctors over there. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the cost of healthcare. It's on a lot of people's minds. It's, you know, expensive. What are we going to do about it? I know things in government kind of, the wheels of government kind of chug along slowly. So Americans really need to take stock in the cost of the healthcare and see if actually their insurance is worth it. So, of course, the age of a person and their health history is going to contribute to the determining factor whether to keep their insurance or get something else. Now, for instance, if you're over age of 50, and it may be beneficial for you to have full health care insurance if you suffer from an expensive health issue. Maybe you have to have dialysis, and that costs about $100,000 a year, and that doesn't even include the prescriptions you might be on. However, if you're fairly young and you're in great health for your age, the cost of healthcare insurance may be, you know, wasting money. So considering a catastrophic plan might be a better choice. And for those who are not on expensive drug therapies and they only see their doctor occasionally, why are they paying $300 or more per month on premiums? So we have been highly conditioned to think that we're going to have some sort of health insurance. However, there are other options to consider. So we're going to look at them. We're going to talk about the middleman because we know when a business model has a middleman, the costs are higher, and health insurance is the middleman. However, according to CostHelpHealth.com, they say the low-end cost for gallbladder surgery with insurance is about $26,000, but depending on the location, could be as high as $96,000. That's a lot of money for surgery. So the cost of the surgery without insurance is about $9,000. So there are numerous examples of this where healthcare costs when going through the insurance provider is 2 to 3 times or more expensive. So out-of-pocket costs have also gone up, and some people are wondering, you know, what good is insurance with deductibles going up and out-of-pocket going up? So if your deductible, for instance, is $5,000 and your out-of-pocket cost is anywhere from 20 to 60%, depending on what you got, you're going to pay a minimum of $5,000 upfront for your surgery if you haven't met the deductible yet. Therefore, you're going to pay $9,200 for your surgery under your insurance plan that you have there. So that's $200 more than if you were uninsured and you were self-pay. So, and you don't want to forget the insurance premiums that, you know, $300 or more a month that you've been paying, you add that on top of what you just paid. So your deductible has to be met and you're out of pocket. If your deductible has been met, you're out of pocket then for this gallbladder surgery is what, $4,200? And then if you do add your annual premiums, you're at $7,800. Which would save you about $1,200 compared to a self-pay. But most healthy people don't meet the deductible, and insurance companies depend on that. So just in case you were wondering, health insurance companies actually negotiate what they will pay the in-network hospital for the surgery. And in such a situation as gallbladder surgery, the insurance company would write off amounts, otherwise known as the amount they agreed not to pay the hospital. And that would fall probably between your self-pay amount of $9,000 and the amount of your annual premium, let's say the base price of $3,600. So in that scenario, your deductible being met and you paid $4,200, and if you add the premiums of $3,600, you're at $7,800, and the insurance then pays only $1,200 for your surgery. So your premiums will pay your premiums. Are going to pay for two other patients to get the same surgery. See how that works? That's how they're getting rich. Well, let's talk about a supplemental plan because a lot of people have those, you know. Many Americans have more than one health insurance plan in which, you know, one, yeah, you know, they get one from their employer and maybe their spouse has a plan. So that's a supplemental, that kind of thing. Or maybe you got Medicare and then you got AARP. So let's look at this. A lot of Americans have more than one health care insurance plan, in which one would be a supplemental type of coverage. Now, for people with incomes about over $250,000, well, they usually really don't worry too much about the premiums, especially when their employers are picking up the lion's share of the cost. However, there are more people struggling with the premium payments and the high cost of drug therapy. So there are new options out there lately offering a primary or supplemental option to help lighten the burden of healthcare costs. Now, one in particular is Healthcare Ministries, and they're out of Ohio, and they have several low-cost premium plans everyone really should consider. Even if you have Medicare, this option could be a supplemental plan. For instance, if the deductible on under their plan is $5,000, the cost of the plan is $45 a month. If your deductible is, let's say, $1,000, their plan is $80 a month. And if you have no deductible, the plan's $150 a month. That's like unreal, right? So there are really no networks to consider with them. And you can go to any doctor or hospital. If you're young and in good health, this option is an excellent catastrophic type of coverage. So accidents do happen, and it's a good idea to have some plan, especially if you can't afford the usual healthcare premiums. Now, if you want to contact healthcare ministries, they have an 800 number of 800-791-6225. That's 800-791-6225. They have a website you can check out there. C as in Charles, H as in Harry Ministries. So ChristianHealthMinistries.org. So you can check that out. And of course, they've got options, and that's why I'm mentioning it. It's important to have options. All right, let's look at a recent report. Money Magazine published a report in March 2018 regarding a study that appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association, also known as JAMA, on why healthcare in America is so much more expensive. And they found the average American sees their doctor less and spends less days in the hospital if they are admitted compared to other countries. But Americans pay more for the care and pay for more for the medications. So they claim that Americans pay more than patients, let's say, in Canada, Germany, Australia, the UK, Japan, Sweden, France, and Netherlands, Sweden, and Denmark. So according to their report, the average American spends $9,403 a year on care, which probably works out just to be the premium payment, basically. Let me read you this quote by a think tank called Brookings Institute. They say the argument that it's the funding programs to assist low-income families, the elderly, and the disabled to lessen the financial burden for medical care is driving up costs, but researchers did not find a substantial difference in the United States spending on social programs compared to the other countries. So they can't blame it on that. So a lot of the variables they were looking at to compare U.S. healthcare costs to the other industrialized countries were the number of specialties in healthcare, you know, different types of doctors, and also their social programs for the poor. So what they found was virtually no difference. The two differences they discovered was in the United States, it was pricing and overhead costs. So medical professionals in the United States charge twice what professionals in other countries charge, indicating a $200,000 difference in pay. And the administrative burden to follow the government regulations in the United States increases the care cost to 8% compared to other countries that have an overhead of 1% to 3%. So those are the big factors that are making healthcare very expensive here. Here's a quote from Ashish Jha. He's a professor of global health at Harvard School Health Institute. He says, the data suggests that many of the policy efforts in the United States healthcare system have not been truly evidence-based. The United States just isn't that different from other developed countries in how much healthcare we use. However, it is very different in how much we pay for it. End of quote. And, of course, here's a short and sweet quote from Ah Reinhardt. He is with Health Affairs at Princeton University. He's an economist. He's a health economist. And he says, the price is stupid is the reason. We're just charging more. We're gouging is what he means. So health professionals, he says, are gouging compared to other countries. And, of course, we all know who Warren Buffett is. He said the ballooning cost of healthcare acts as a hungry tapeworm on the American economy. Yeah. Well, let's look at a little bit of a cost snapshot so it'll give you an idea. In the United States, if you went for heart bypass surgery, you'd pay about a little over $75,000. In the Netherlands and Switzerland, heart bypass surgery would be between $15,000 and $36,000. And if you get an MRI scan in the United States, it's $1,100. And if you get it in Australia or the Netherlands, the same scan is $350 to $460. So there's a big difference in that. So according to the research, a research writer by the name of Jean Shaddai, she says, in the private sector, the individual health care costs have risen from 5% in 1960 to 17.9% in 2016, and is projected to be 19.9% by 2025. So employers pay about three quarters of the employee's premium. So the average premium is $7,000 for single coverage. And that was based in 2017. I hear it's a little bit more now. So from 2005 to 2015, the out-of-pocket expense for patients grew from 20% to 66%. Well, we should wait for it, because another difference between the United States healthcare system compared to other countries was the U.S. did not have long wait times for patients to see medical professionals or to receive treatments. So the report showed the U.S. had the best wait time record, especially with regard to cardiovascular issues like strokes and heart attacks. However, the report did specify that the quality of care in the United States was not up to par compared to elsewhere. So the U.S. used to offer the best care, but none anymore. So the ranking in the United States also declined due to 22% can't afford health care compared to 11% in other countries. But you got to keep in mind, the other countries, they have that socialized health care in which they are taxed to pay for that, and they still can't cover everyone. They got 11% people that, you know, just don't have care. Let me read you this quote from Dr. Ashish Jagan, professor, Global Health Institute. He says, the Affordable Care Act has not been effective, as there is still a substantial proportion of the population who are unable to use their coverage, and it is unused in the United States due to the increasing cost. So they may be covered under the exchange, Affordable Care Act, but they can't afford out-of-pocket, co-pays, deductible. Well, and I just had to ask myself, okay, so if insurance is the middleman, where did this guy come in? Where was the rise of the middleman? So when did America see health insurance come about? Well, for the private citizen, it began in the 1920s after World War I. So why did it arrive then? Well, this was the first time Americans couldn't afford the price of medical care, as the industry was changing or charging more, and the average person didn't have enough pay to cover it. So it began with a medical care as an industry changing. And what it was, they started out with a nonprofit. That's how they introduced it. And it was at Baylor University Hospital. Later, it became Blue Cross Insurance. So in the Depression era of the 1930s, they offered this argument that there was a big need for health insurance. It was very necessary, and it was kind of the spark that ignited the healthcare agenda to be a compulsory universal plan. Now, the American Medical Association did approve. They did support the effort, and they were all for it, and some members of Congress back then objected, calling it a socialist scheme. However, the start of the private health care insurance industry had begun. Now, the military and the labor unions already had health insurance in place. So from 1950 to 1960, the cost of health care doubled, and health care became 5% of the national gross domestic product. In 2019, health care was 17.9% of the gross domestic product. So in the span of 40 years, health care became so expensive, majority of Americans couldn't afford it. And Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, they all followed. And you want to keep in mind, healthcare became very busy when patients after the vaccines got introduced in the 1940s. So, you know, cause a problem, cause, you know, have a need, and sell you a solution. You see how that worked out? I know you did, Frank. Your eyes are all big and well, you do have options is the point. And in today's market, it's extremely important, you know, to look after your health. You want to look for better ways to look after your health. And you have to be very careful and investigate your options, especially with regard to health care. So long-term care is also a concern for health, for people that are health conscious. And, you know, Healthcare Ministries that I mentioned does offer this optional add-on plan they call Brother's Keeper to help pay for expensive long-term recovery care. Now, this is not, by the way, what I'm saying to you is not a paid endorsement or advertisement for them. I'm just letting you know there's options out there, more affordable ways to go about it if you want to have coverage. So also, Apothecary Herbs does offer unique options using whole food herb supplements, and professional strength formulas really are a game changer. It can help keep you out of the doctor's office and off those lifelong drug therapy. So give them a call. They do have a free catalog they can send you as well. That number is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. If you want to check out their website, it is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because that's where healthcare options just became endless, because it puts the power back in your hands. So, yeah, be healthy, be well out there. Save some money. And, you know, it's good to feel empowered. People need to feel, you know, like they're getting part of their life back, not so frustrated and scared and anxious. So, give out the other number again for, okay. Where is it? Here it is. Healthcare Ministries, you want to contact them. They're in Barberton, Ohio. Number for them is 800-791-6225. 800-791-6225. Of course, it's chministries.org. chministries.org. If you want to check out their website, they do have like an info packet, I understand, they can send you. And you can check it out. Great people. You know, they're no hard sell stuff, anything. They're just there for your, to assist you. So, actually, to be honest, Frank, I have their middle of the road plan with the $1,000 deductible. You know, it's in case you get in a car wreck and you got trauma to deal with, and you got to go, you know, maybe you're Humpty Dumpty, you got to be put back together again, whatever. You have a $1,000 deductible and the plan is in place. You know what I mean? Hopefully you never have to use it. But, you know, $80 a month beats, you know, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars per month. In my book, that's just it. All right, we're going to be talking about the healing maverick in all of you out there. I know it's in there. I see it. I know you have one. According to Oxford Journals, 19% of Americans, 38 million, you guys out there, you're using herbs, you're using vitamin supplements, you're using natural therapies to keep your healthy and well, to keep you healthy and well. And that's amazing. I applaud you all. So, and you know what? A lot of us don't tell our medical doctors. We're using antioxidants in green tea and vitamin C and echinacea root and colloidal silver because doctors don't really know what to do with that. They really don't. Complementary alternative healthcare, the CAM healthcare, has evolved. It's a, you know, supposedly a combination of all natural and prescription type healthcare. The College of Pharmacy, the Department of Health, and the Department of Social Sciences want you to know. Well, they want to know why, actually. They want to know why you don't tell your doctor all your health business. They have this burning question. Well, aside from patients mixing herbs with prescription drugs, is there another reason patients get that third degree when it comes to alternative medicine? Well, you're told that the reason is, you know, your doctor can't communicate with you on this level. They just don't know anything, no practical or professional knowledge about using nutrition to get better. So put another way, you know, you can't pick your doctor's brain on that. We gotta take a little break. We got more on the other side. You maverick, you. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're talking about you being a healing maverick. Hey, you know, one of the mavericks of the auto industry was Lee Iacocca. Remember him, Frank? Oh, I used to see him in the 70s on TV at commercials and everything. My grandfather just loved the guy. He was quoted to say once, "We are continually faced by great opportunities brilliantly disguised as insoluble problems." And he also said, "When a product is right, you don't have to be a great marketer." Wow, isn't that the truth? The thing sells itself, right? Well, let's take, for instance, this new line you've probably seen out in the marketplace. Well, it's been out for a little bit. It's called Nature Made. They call it Natural Made Prescription Essentials. So is this a real supplement, or is it kind of like a synthetic wannabe supplement? Well, Nature Made is owned by Pharmavite LLC, and according to Paul Bass, he's an attorney in Miami, Florida, Bass sued Pharmavite for deceptive marketing and selling a synthetic vitamin E supplement, but disguising it as an organic product. So laboratory-derived substances are not the same as organic sources. However, the average consumer may not know the difference and may not be able to determine the difference, you know, especially, you know, how many of us understand molecular structural science and it can, and, you know, to decipher what these labels are telling us, you know, to confirm if something's organic or not. Now, the natural vitamin E that you get from vegetable oils is called D-alpha tocopherol. And the synthetic vitamin E, which is a commercial chemical, is DL-alpha tocopherol. So it's really interesting that Nature Made has launched a new line, or did launch a line of supplements marketed to people taking a majority of the drugs sold on the market. So if the prescription is, let's say, a diabetic, heartburn, or antidepressant, or arthritis, or cholesterol drug, they were saying Nature Made, you can thank Nature Made and even Pfizer for using the same type of marketing consultant for their products. So the message is, if you take any of these drugs, they're saying you need Nature Made supplements to help you counter the dangerous side effects. Oh, wow. Leah Iacocca once again said, apply yourself. Get all the education you can. But then, by God, do something. Just don't stand there. Make it happen. End of quote. Excellent. Love it. All right. So, you know, our body likes balance. It likes to be in harmony. So you see the authorities are pushing to harmonize all aspects of health. Okay. And they're trying to harmonize healthcare globally, supplements, natural therapies, cosmetics, food, water, drugs, surgery, the whole shebang. So under a lot of these harmonizing conditions, there's going to be some sort of central agency to help regulate and look over it. Maybe the World Health Organization, who could say, but some people think that, Nature Made, for instance, their drug supplement product, some people say, well, it's what's wrong with that? You know, it's going to be regulated by an authority, and it's going to help people. Well, how is it going to help people? If it's a synthetic, the body looks at it and treats it like a drug. So how is that any different than the prescription drugs you're taking? There isn't. Metabolically, there's no different. So we have to be more discerning and careful about what we're reading on our labels, and dig, and find the information. All right, so here's a lovely Iacocca. Kind of fits. You're the healing maverick out there. He said, the kind of people that I look for to fill top management spots are the eager beavers, the mavericks. They are the guys who try to do more, and they're expected to, and they always reach. Yeah, they don't sit back. They are bold, right? So if we're going to take control of our health and be in control of our health and look after our health, we're going to have to be bold. And we're going to have to reach, and we're going to have to be healing mavericks. That's what we're going to have to be. All right. So, I mean, I think modern healthcare has its place. I've said this before. It's trauma care. You're in an accident. But internal medicine, all they do is manage disease. They don't heal it. They don't heal that. It's more lucrative to manage it for you. Who wants management of disease? We want cures. That's what we need to be saying right up front to them. All right. Get something else, doc. This isn't working for me. You know how that you're taught to prescribe. You're not taught to heal anything. All right. Put organic foods first. Get rid of the processed foods. Clean up that lifestyle. You'll be amazed. In 6 days, you're going to change your DNA. That's how much power you have right now. So that's called a healing. Hello. So people forget what it is. They're so used to disease management and feeling awful, they forget. It's time to pursue the natural sources God gave us and achieve that real healing we're so desperate for. God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, from Genesis to Revelation, and God can't lie. So if you believe in the Almighty and you believe he can't lie, what are you doing taking a lot of prescription drugs? Okay, so, and a lot of people go, well, I tried this and I tried that. You know, maybe you didn't try it long enough. Here's another quote from Iacocca. He says, you've got to say, I think that if I keep working at this, and I want it badly enough, I can have it. It's called, hello, perseverance. So natural therapies, give it 3 or 4 months. Most likely you'll see a turnaround sooner, but don't get discouraged. So a lot of people just don't hang in there long enough. They don't even finish 2 weeks most of the time on natural therapy. So, you know, I run into those kind of folks. They go, I tried that already. I tried this. I tried that. And you know what? Sometimes you need to try all of them at the same time. It depends on what it is. I've noticed that. There's synergistic effects when you use natural therapies in combinations together. They just strengthen one another, and you get the job done faster. So sometimes it's not that you didn't do it right. It's just you didn't do enough of it. So keep that in mind. All right. And we also want to remove from our environment those things that are stumbling blocks that can, jeopardize our healing plan. Our body has electricity in it. You know, we have a nervous system that's electric. And from time to time, we have to be conscious of other influences on that and what we can do about it. Those slow-moving electrical charges. You know, we used to, as our kid, Frank, remember when our kid, we rub our feet on the floor, especially if you had shag carpet, remember that? Rub your feet on the floor, and then you go kind of touch a lampshade or something, or just touch your friend, and you get a spark. You kind of shock them a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Electrostatics. That's what we were doing as kids. We didn't know that. Our high school science teacher didn't say anything about that, but that's what it is. So electrostatics, they say it's a phenomenon. It's about forces which electrical charges exert force on each other. So these forces seem rather weak, a weak force. For example, I'll give you another example, cling, you know, plastic cling wrap, you know, that thing just to frustrate the you-know-what out of me because you couldn't get it off the roll before it all crumpled together and stuck together and they got some new stuff today that's a lot better, but when I was growing up, I hated that stuff. But it was clingy. It had static electricity, and it would take you a month to unwrap the thing. So electrostatic can actually build up to be a stronger charge than the cling wrap, and it would be the rubbing your feet on the carpet and then touching somebody to shock them. It was a bit of a higher voltage kind of thing. So the tiniest spark does require, get this, 500 volts. Did you know that, Frank? 500 volts? You probably did. You're kind of into the gadget and electronic stuff. You probably do that. Even without sparks, though, there's still enough voltage between your charged body and the person you're touching. There's this invisible electric field around your body, and you're grounding it into the ground. So the charges are then transferred and trapped and remain until they are grounded or even neutralized by some discharge or a static shock, like touching your friend after you rub your feet on the shag carpet. Bam. So, yeah, that used to bother my brother. You know, my older brother, just kind of rub my feet walking towards him and then just hit him with it. He didn't like that. Oh, well, you know. Yes. Okay, so we got electricity in our bodies, the point, and we have to ground it and or at some point neutralize it. So the human body allows electrical charges to travel, and we are more susceptible to electrostatics in different seasons, and we're more susceptible and sensitive to low humidity. And this explains why it's easier to walk across the carpet and shock yourself in the winter months. Okay. So your clothes that you wear will also impact your electrical charge in your body. Cotton, 7,000 volts. Wool, 9,000. Nylon, 21,000 volts. So don't think that static electricity isn't high voltage, because it is. So why am I telling you about electromagnetic charges? Well, electromagnetic charges can build up in your system, and you may never notice them, but they're building up, and they can make you sick. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Now, the central nervous system is composed of two parts. You got the central nervous system, which controls your brain, your spinal cord. Then you have the peripheral nervous system, which is made of the nerves connecting the rest of the body to the central nervous system through electrical and chemical processes. So without the central nervous system, your body is absolutely not going to function, not going to function at all. It's like the power switch. Okay, it's on. So the central nervous system is actually your wiring harness. You know, if you got a mechanic, he's working on your car, something's not working right, it's the bloody wiring harness that's to blame. So we have one in our body too. It has a lot of electrical energy in it, and it changes into other forms of energy. So this is an enormous feat on a microscopic and atomic level, but not for God. He did it. So the human central nervous system has been compared to things like batteries, transducers, motors, pumps, transmitters, electrochemical circuitry, binary system currents, resistant voltage and charges. So you really can't describe the human central nervous system without referring to electrical terminology. All right, so let's look at the nervous system a little bit. The human nervous system has a major building block. It's called the nerve cell or neuron. So your brain consists of mostly neurons, and a magnified view of a neuron would show kind of like an octopus design. So the neuron's function is to transmit electrical impulses to the neighboring neurons, and this is how you receive information from outside your body and send information to your brain and vice versa. So when your five senses receive information through your sensory receptors, it sends this electrical charge to your brain. Each sensory cell handles a different physical stimuli and sends a unique electrical signal so that you know the difference between, let's say, an oil spill and a milk spill, okay? So your cell receptors under normal conditions have a frequency and electrical pulse transmission range of about 10 to 500 impulses per second. So there is no impulse generated without a strong enough stimuli engaged in the neuron. So your electrical charge then has to jump a synapse to the next neuron. And we have 100 trillion of these synapses in the brain alone. Okay, so without neurons, we are like robots with a battery pack ripped out. Needless to say, our central nervous system is designed by the Almighty God, is hundreds of times more complex and sophisticated than even the global telephone network. Voila. See, God knows what he's doing. Can't out-create the creator, see? Well, let's look at the transmission of all this going on. So how do your nerves actually handle and transmit all this information? Well, the information travels down the nerve fiber, which is an extension of the nerve cell, and the cells are bathed in this fluid containing a negative and positive charge ion made from sodium, potassium, and chloride. So your central nervous system not going to work very well unless you replenish your electrolytes. If you're not getting those minerals in your food sources from plants, where are you going to get it? Well, if you've been listening to me, you know it's sun-dried Celtic sea salt, not processed salt. Sun-dried salt still has the minerals, 84 of them. They're cardiovascular friendly. It's not just sodium chloride, and it's going to not promote hypertension. So we've gotten away from the very basic food. The ancients knew about it, and then we decided we knew better. So we processed the, you know what, out of salt, and it's devitalized, nothing in it, creates health problems. So get a sun-dried salt. It's not going to be stark white. If you need to look at salt, take a piece of paper with you. If you're looking at it on the shelf in the store, if it says Celtic salts, if it's the same color as your paper, it's been processed. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have the authentic salt from salt flats in France, and amazing stuff. So check that out. So basically, you have to replenish those electrolytes, and the cells also have these little pumps in them, which transport these positive charged ions through the membrane. And it has a slight negative charge ion inside of it. So when the electrical reaction happens across the membrane and the cells act like a battery, negative and a positive charge, it's a battery. So they get this wave-like action that occurs, and the signal jumps the synapse, releasing transmitter chemicals, sort of like a spark plug firing in your engine in your car. So the transmitter then chemicals are broken down immediately after the charge, and they're delivered to get ready for the next wave of chemical transmitting. So this is this constant cycle of charge and discharge, chemical release, breakdown, and remanufacturing, which happens hundreds of times per second in your body, created by the Almighty God. Yep. Guess what? All this information God stored in a code also called the DNA. Yep. It's the human manual. All right, so if you want to stay grounded, make sure this, you know, you're not getting too much buildup of electricity in the system. Our bodies can store a lot of these charges. Real important that it releases it from time to time. We have to really ground our bodies. And so just walking around outside in the grass or on the beach, you know, will help you accomplish that, grounding the electricity. See, a lot of us just don't do that often enough. You know, we live in high rises. We walk on concrete all the time, and we're in cars, and we just don't get back to nature and ground that electricity. And this is why it's important. When you don't release those charges, there are many medical conditions that can affect you, things like insomnia, for instance. So a lack of sleep does hinder your healing, lowers the immune system function, and accelerates your aging. Another benefit for grounding that static electricity that gets bent up inside you, go outside, get some fresh air, get some sunshine, 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe, and that's all you're going to need. And this is what the Asians refer to as wind, fire, and earth in their mantras of healing. So add some, maybe hydrotherapy, some cold ocean or pool water or lake water, and then you have all these elements together and you're grounding that electricity. And all these elements God created to help you release those electrical charges. See? So insomnia will not be a problem if you ground those charges in this way. So take your shoes off, your socks off, wiggle your toes in the grass, or walk on the beach, or go swim in the lake. You know, just get some earthy grounding going on there. And to be clear, we don't want to ground static charges wearing sneakers. We have to, you know, get our toes barefooted and touch the planet Earth with your bare skin. You want to know why the people in New York who grow vegetable gardens on the roof go to the trouble to run copper wire down 30 stories to the ground below? The plants grow twice as big and produce more fruit when they do that. Grounding. Even plants need grounding. Look at that. All living things need grounding. Now, if you want an extra advice against the cold and flu season, then next time you get outside and you ground some of that electrical energy, you can, if you are frequently sick and you've tried everything that you know to do, maybe just, you know, take and rub your feet on the ground a little bit and ground that electrical charge. Maybe 5 minutes outside in fresh air. Try 5 minutes, maybe of hot water and cold water, a little bit of hydrotherapy. Also very good at regulating that electrical charge in your system. Relieves a lot of stress. You send those negative charges down into the far corners of the earth, and you'll be less sick for the cold and flu season. I'm not kidding. Something simple as that is amazing, right? And you have that power today to do that. Don't need a prescription. Don't need a copay. Don't need nothing. You just go out there and do it. So basically, electrical charges in the body, they need fuel to work properly, and that would be your electrolytes, the conduit, the mineral conduit. And then you also need from time to time to go ground that electrical charge, okay? So if you're looking for some natural solutions to everyday problems, hey, You need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free product catalog. You'll be amazed at how powerful you can be at resolving a lot of these things. You know, and you don't have to make an appointment. You just get their catalog or get on their website and educate yourself at how powerful you can be with just a few basic elements, tools, groundbreaking tools, you know, the earthy things, basic things, nutritional things, because our bodies react to those things because we were all created. The DNA was created to react to those things. So you got to feed the body those elements, and typically the body heals itself. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, we don't have to force anything usually. We just put those enzymes in, those proteins and vitamins and amino acids and minerals, and you just watch the body do its thing. And then, you know, Frank, when I found real salt, the Celtic sea salt, oh goodness, it's got to be over 30 years ago. I was dumbfounded. Dry processed salt, put it in your mouth, you're very thirsty. If you put a sun-dried salt in your mouth, you're not thirsty. And the reason is there's magnesium still in it. There's still minerals in it. Water and salt in the body are counter-regulatory. You got to have them. And even medicine knows how important these electro salts are, because first thing to do when you get to the hospital, they hook you up to a saline drip. See? Because if you don't have enough of these minerals, not just sodium, but if you don't have enough of these minerals, your cells explode. Yep, salt, the minerals in salt, a real earthy, sun-dried, whole food salt, not been stripped of its nutrition, but it's still there. It is going to help strengthen your cell walls. So that makes it harder for viruses to make you sick. It's going to strengthen the cell walls and also keep arteries and veins flexible. So plaque, it's harder for plaque to stick to them. Right? It's harder for you to get varicose veins. Things like that. I mean, it's so basic. It's so elementary, dear Watson. You know, we've gotten away from some simple things, and we've made things way too complicated. Now, in some instances, things are complicated in medicine, but, you know, the basic stuff for everyday things, we've just gotten away from what we should have been taught as children, and we've lost some of that knowledge. So we're here to bring it back. Very easy to use. And it's within your reach. It's not gonna break the bank. It's not expensive. A pound of salt is going to be what? $20. The fine ground Celtic sun dried salt. $20 last you a year. What's $20 over the course of 12 months? Hardly anything in this day and age. So the powerherbs.com, get their catalog, see what you can utilize there. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. They do specialize in liquids and powdered herbal formulations. They are the professional grade formulations that practitioners use, but you can get it yourself directly. And it's a game changer. Liquids work quickly in 60 seconds. They don't need to go through the digestive process. Powders, water soluble, and juice or water, same thing. So you get things done quickly, you can adjust doses easily, and you know, get a super infusion of that nutrition going so the body can do its thing. The power herbs, it puts the power back in your hands. That's what it's about. And God's herbs are good. He gets the credit all the day, all the time. And he wants you to feel well and be well. So we'll give him all the praise, and we thank him for his herbs. And get to getting out there, you know, educate yourself. You know, it's there. It's right there for the asking. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And I am out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.